Welcome to Inside Agriculture on this Friday morning. Ricky Clavercamp here, still filling in for Mick Kerr. He's still out on vacation, and he will be for, well, until I think next Wednesday is when we will have Mick Kerr back in studio doing Inside Agriculture with you guys. In the meantime, you know, you'll just have to suffer through me. A Red Book update to combat a major hog disease is out. David Geiger has this report.
5 years ago, China's hog herd was devastated by African swine fever, and U.S. producers are working to make sure it does not reach American soil. A big part of that effort is the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Just this month, it came out with a revised ASF response plan. Dr. Anna Forseth is the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. She says the Red Book is a guidance document for ASF at the national level, which states often refer to. That helps with expectations. She says this Red Book covers a lot of things.
From sample collection and testing to how to implement a control zone if an infected premises is identified. It talks about quarantine and movement controls, touches on depopulation and disposal, as well as feral swine management and how we would go about recovering from the disease and the outbreak and gain ourselves back the status of free from ASF.
Forseth says they continue to identify ASF vectors and what they can do to prevent an introduction. Those primarily include feed, meat, and people.
I think we've identified the potential routes of introduction, and now that we've identified those, are really focusing on the mitigation. So when it comes to people or products, maybe more so than the feed side, we know that we've got a tremendous resource in the Beagle Brigade. And another would be the work that's being done by Wildlife Services within APHIS on the feral pig front.
Traceability is something else the National Pork Producers Council is working on. And while it's a separate effort, Forseth says it complements the Red Book. For years, they've been looking at traceability of live swine at the state and federal level and found ways to improve it.
We have gathered a group, what we're calling our traceability task force, a group of individuals that represent majority of the sectors of the industry to review this standards document that identifies and addresses some of these gaps. And we have been working really hard at this, almost going on 12 months now, and are in the process of looking for broader input from producers and broader input from industry.
Again, Dr. Anna Forseth, Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. I'm David Geiger.
Thank you, David. We're going to take a quick step aside for a look at the markets. You are listening to Inside Agriculture.